Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Hi and welcome to our summer special on 3CR Community Radio. I am Nick from Freedom of Species and I am joined by regular Freedom of Species guests. First of all, Claire. Welcome, Claire.
Hi, nice to be here.
And Ruby.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Hayden.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Got a full studio. So the summer specials are our chance to do shows that don't usually fit with Freedom of Species. Not necessarily about animal rights, but other topics we might be interested in. And today we're going to do a special all about Reddit stories. There'll be a whole wide range of stories. Many will sort of have a bit of a social justice angle either in the story or we'll kind of analyze it through that way. But there'll be a whole wide range of stories. And yeah, along those lines, or at least it made me think of Reddit, the opening song was Red Flags by Tom Cardi featuring Montaigne. And yeah, I just thought, yeah, I'm not a huge Reddit person, but I believe, and Hayden can probably confirm this maybe the most, but there's a lot of discussions about red flags on Reddit.
Oh, I have mostly stopped using Reddit as well.
Oh,
so,
have you?
Okay. I think using Reddit maybe is a red flag. So.
In that case, the red flag was the favorite movie was Human Centipede. I don't know if any of you have seen it or you've seen it, really?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but about sticking people together to make a human centipede. And that being a red flag, I thought that was kind of relevant. I guess to kick things off before we get into the stories, I know last time we spoke about me not being a Reddit person. Me and Hayden did a special along these lines last year, and so I did become a Reddit person for that one show. And Hayden was more at the time, and maybe not so much now. But what about Ruby and Claire? Are either of you Reddit people?
I use Reddit kind of like as a replacement for Google AI, because there's just a subreddit for everything. And so like when I had like my tonsillectomy, for example, I was like all up in the tonsillectomy Reddit being like, is this normal? Am I okay? Am I gonna die? That's kind of how I use Reddit, I guess.
Yeah, and I never use it like that, but often I'll do a Google for some like obscure search about an album cover or something like that, and it's always Reddit's always the place that it directs me to. What about you, Claire?
I'm the same. It's definitely like a good replacement for Google in my opinion, and I do see the occasional story come up on Instagram Reels as well.
Yep. Great. All right. Yeah. And I guess part of the sort of, what kind of got me thinking about this, even though I'm not on Reddit, I do listen to a Reddit story podcast. There's a whole bunch of them, but the one I listen to is Confessions with Sammy Peterson, which I quite like. And so that kind of, maybe we could do sort of a bit of a 3CR version of that. So yeah, well, let's get straight into it. So Hayden, do you mind kicking us off for the first story?
Yeah, sure. So I'm bringing all my stories from Am I the Asshole?
And I should mention, actually, yeah, we don't usually swear on 3CR, but we're going to be dealing with a lot of Reddits already. So yeah, again, I don't think many 3CR listeners will care about that, but I do have to mention that there will be some swearing throughout the show because of the Reddits we're dealing with. Yeah. So yeah, with that up front.
And
yeah.
Now I feel bad as well because I think I've sworn on every 3CR show I've been on. So
there's quite a bit.
So for those who aren't familiar, this is essentially a subreddit where people post their kind of stories of what happened, where they did something where people are like, oh, that was really like, you were an asshole for doing that. And then they've put it to the internet to get the consensus of online people to judge whether they were the asshole or not, because apparently that makes a difference in their life. So this one is, am I the asshole for making my daughter's boyfriend buy a new t-shirt? It starts, okay, can you please settle a mild dispute for my family? The 23rd of December, my daughter's, who is 19, boyfriend, who's also 19, came for dinner. We had a dinner then because he was going away with his family for Christmas. He arrived, rang the bell, and I answered the door. He came in, took off his jacket, and that's when I saw it. He was wearing a t-shirt that said, it's not gonna suck itself. I took one look at that shirt and asked him if he had any money. He said no, and asked why. I told him that the shirt showed a marked lack of respect for both my daughter and my wife. I pulled two 20s out of my wallet and quietly ushered him back out the door and towards the Walmart 3 miles away and told him to buy a more respectful shirt and come back with it on. Mind you, this whole exchange took place between him and I without an audience. He was gone for 15 minutes and came back with a nice polo shirt on. We had a nice dinner together and nothing was mentioned of the incident. The next day, my daughter came to me and her mother and told us what I did, humiliated him. They aren't in breakup territory or anything, and no yelling or anything of the sort went on. My wife did tell me I could have handled it different. So Reddit, am I wrong for handling it this way? And if so, how could I have handled it?
What do you think?
I probably would have done the same thing, honestly. Because I don't know, like, why would you go to your partner's parents' house wearing a shirt that says
know,
that in the first
bizarre,
place?
Bizarre, right? Like, I'm like, is that the first time he's met the parents and he wore that shirt? I don't know.
I swear wearing a shirt like that, I'd imagine you'd kind of be expecting a reaction, right?
Maybe.
You think? Like,
yeah. Yeah. I think I'll just jump in to say, I think the thing about this one that jumped out to me and kind of bothered me was I feel like the dad is kind of being paternalistic and sexist. Because he doesn't say it's disrespectful to him to wear the shirt. It's disrespectful to his wife and daughter to be wearing this shirt. And it's kind of like this implication, oh, well, if you were hanging out with a bunch of boys, it would be fine. But it's women and, that's going to be really rude to them and they won't be able to take the joke and it's too sexual or whatever. And it just feels like me very paternalistic. And that kind of jumped out to me as the thing that I felt like he was being a bit, showing off his sexism and the kind of that weird sexism of men who are like, oh, I have to protect women. So yeah. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that as women.
Well, as a woman.
Speaking for all, of course.
Yeah, speaking for all women, yes.
Entirely representative of the entire women community.
Well, now that we actually have women on an episode where we're doing this Reddit story, it would be good to get the perspective.
I agree. I think it is like the reason that he gives for like turning it down is like a little bit sexist. I mean, it's just kind of like, but I think regardless, like that the actions of the boyfriend are a little bit unhinged, you know? Yeah. So I think he was in the right in what he did, maybe not necessarily like the justification he gives. And I can also just, yeah, I feel like because they're both being sexist, right? Like, yeah. That's a sexist shirt. It's a sexist thing to wear that shirt to, like, a dinner.
Maybe he had it directed at the dad.
Well, that's true. I'm assuming this is, like, a straight, guy. Like, I don't know him. But, like, I mean, yeah, I just think it's, like, a little bit unhinged. I don't really think the dad did anything wrong, in my opinion. Like, yeah. He was honestly, like, very protective of the boyfriend and the boyfriend's, like reputation to do that. Like, I feel like, which is kind of weird. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe let the guy fall on his sword a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
let him feel the consequences of his own actions. Like, if he was, like, genuinely humiliated by, like, being taken aside and being like, listen, like, I'm going to give you money, buy a different shirt. That's, like, a really strange thing to be humiliated by.
The boyfriend's trying to, like, orchestrate a breakup. And so he turned up wearing that shirt to hopefully, like, cause a fight. And then, that backfired. And I was like, oh, it was so humiliating. I think we're going to have to break up.
Or maybe he even wore the shirt because he was like, he thought it was actually good humor. He's just like, oh, the shirt's so funny. Everyone's going to laugh at my shirt.
Great first impression.
And then the first person who sees it is the dad who's just like, no, that's not funny. Go change it. And he's just like, oh, I'm not a funny person. Like, so that could have humiliated him a bit.
Yeah.
All right. I did want to also mention, if any listeners have, perhaps one in particular, but anyone has any comments on any of the stories we share, you're very welcome to text in. We've got the screen right up with a text coming through. So the number is 0488 809 855. One more time, it's 0488 80985555, and you can text in not just during this show but during your favorite 3CR shows. I did want to as well mention we did play before us was out of the pan a replay around the issue of autism. I found that show real interesting. You can check that out on the Out of the Pan or via the 3CR website or your favorite podcast app, and check out all the Out of the Pan shows you miss throughout the year while Sally is on a well-earned break. We will get on to the next story. This is a really long one, so feel free to stop me if you like. But am I the arsehole for skipping my own surprise birthday party once I found out it wasn't really for me? I've never been big on birthdays. Don't get me wrong, I don't hate them. I just prefer something low-key. Dinner with my closest friends, maybe watch a film, something small, basically. Everyone close to me knows this, especially my sister, let's call her Maya, who loves big gestures and believes every birthday or achievement needs balloons and a theme and much, much more. 2 weeks before my birthday, Maya started acting strange. She kept asking me if I'd be free that Saturday and acted weird when I asked why. I suspected that she was up to something, so I told her again that I didn't want a party. She just laughed and said that as per usual, I was being no fun. A couple of nights ago, the night before my birthday, one of our mutual friends let it slip about it being a party. She mentioned what she was wearing. Anyway, turns out the whole family was invited and it was at our parents' house. Some co-workers were also invited, and here's the kicker, my fucking ex. For a little context, me and ex broke up about 2 months ago. It ended pretty badly, no abuse or cheating, but it wasn't a pleasant ending. I've made it pretty clear to everyone in my life that I want no contact. Maya knows this, however she has told me multiple times that I should just get over the whole situation because he's a nice guy and he's been a part of all of our lives for years. The first thing I did was call Maya demanding answers, and she didn't deny it. She just said that we could finally talk it all out. She admitted that she hadn't just thrown this party for my birthday, but also so everyone could see my ex again and we could fix things between us. She literally said to me that I'd thank her later. I went mad. I said to her she had no right. That I would have been ambushed into the situation on my birthday. And this was all after I'd specifically said that I didn't want a party. She just said that I was dramatic and bloody ungrateful, and she had this whole thing planned because I wouldn't find better and it was a good gift. She said everyone had gifts and travelled, that everyone was excited. So yesterday, my birthday, I completely powered off my phone, didn't let anyone know other than my best friend, so we went out for lunch and went on a walk together, ended up having a great day. When I finally got home, I turned my phone on and it was mental. Maya was fuming, people were disappointed, people even said I embarrassed Maya. Maya is now basically saying that I ruined the whole party and made it all about it, me. It was literally my birthday. She says that she did it out of a good place in her heart, and I should at least apologize for not showing up and letting people know. So am I the arsehole?
No. Like, I think she just got a taste of what the rider would have felt if they did go.
Yeah. And that is actually what Reddit found in this case. Yeah, they're often wrong, but they were right in this case. Yeah,
I think it's unhinged that the ex, if things ended in a bad way, agreed to go to the party.
That is true. Like, yeah. One thing being invited, but you could be like, no, it's weird.
Yeah, like, why surely would the I? Ex yeah, would be yeah. like, I don't want to do this. Like, how did she convince the ex to go?
Yeah. There was something I was going to say as well. Like, the ex was kind of like a turn in the story. But yeah, I feel like in general, I have heard that quite a bit where it's like maybe a couple and one of the partners is like, oh, we really have to do something for my partner. And the partner's like, I don't want a party. I just want a small thing or whatever. And they're like, but they do it inverted commas for them, even though they've made it clear like it's not for them as well. Yeah.
Like, I understand the want to like celebrate someone you love. But if, like, you really want that, you could probably, like, just do a one-on-one, like, small celebration, and that'd probably be, like, fulfilling enough for both of you.
Yeah.
But to then, like, ignore that person, be like, no, I'm going to invite 20 other people. That's just, like, when it gets a bit selfish.
Yeah.
Actually, throwing it back to BoJack Horseman, call back to a previous episode of Freedom of Species I was on. There's, a, like, like an episode about this kind of exact situation that happens with like Diane and Mr. Peanut Butter, where Mr. Peanut Butter throws down Diane a massive surprise party, even though Diane is like, I don't like parties, I don't want a surprise party. And then Mr. Peanut Butter's, but like, I put in so much effort. And it's just a matter of like not listening to your partner and not really caring about, or not partner, but like your friend, you know, and not really caring about like, what they actually want. It is, I think, selfish, not the asshole.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Ruby. Do you want to read out the one that I gave you? Maybe that might be a good one.
Okay. So this is another Am I the Asshole? Titled, Am I the Asshole for Dropping Our Dinner on the Ground and Walking Out When My Boyfriend Asked Me, What's for Dinner Tonight, Bitch?
I did. Yeah, this one does have some like misogynistic language, which is why I thought it might be a bit less jarring if one of you read it.
That's fine. And this is a bit of a long one as well. Okay, so I was over at my boyfriend's apartment this weekend and I was cooking dinner because he was studying for exams. I made pasta and a chunky sauce with meatballs and veggies. I told him dinner was ready and he goes, what's for dinner tonight, bitch? With a lot of emphasis added on the last word. I was fed up. I'd had a pretty rough day with work and I have some awfully bad associations with that word being used by other people in my life who were pretty abusive. So I was irritated and I dropped the pot of pasta sauce I'd been carrying right on the ground and was like, well, nothing's for dinner tonight now. And I better not hear you use that word again. It's for the girls. He was freaking out about how the sauce had landed on his rug and even said, you're seriously acting like a bitch right now. I don't know what else to call it. I just walked out and got takeout for myself and went to a friend's house. She thought it was funny, but my boyfriend was furious. He kept texting and calling and sending me voice memos trying to explain that saying, what's for dinner tonight, bitch, was a TikTok trend and that he was just quoting something as a joke to put on TikTok. I thought that was the shittiest excuse ever. It doesn't matter if he saw it as a joke or stole the joke, it was still disrespectful. But it didn't change the fact that he thought that shit was funny, to demean me when I was trying to do him a favor. Like, hell, I came over when he was studying to make home-cooked dinner tonight, and he decides it's time for jokes. So I put on my phone, I put my phone on Don't Disturb for the night and split a bottle of wine with my friend and her roommate. The next morning, he was sending me angry texts demanding I clean his rug because he was too busy with exams to do it. I was shocked he left it overnight. That's disgusting. I texted him back saying, yeah, so that's the bitch tax, honey. Leave me alone till you're ready to handle your own cooking and cleaning because this bitch isn't anymore. Also, it's vile you left that soaking in all night. He called me and told me that he was okay with doing his own household work, but I did throw a full pot of sauce on the ground, so that's on me to clean it up. I told him, yeah, no, I'm not comfortable doing chores for you if you see me like your bitch. He told me he didn't, and it was just a trend, and I got pissed off that he was playing the TikTok trend BS excuse again, and I told him, well, I'm starting a trend called saucing, where as a little joke, people throw pasta sauce around. You can't be mad because it's just a little trend, a little jokey joke, just a little prank, bro. He got really pissed off and he hung up on me, and now I'm seriously wondering if this dumb fucking TikTok joke is going to be the end of things between us. Am I the asshole for how I reacted when my boyfriend asked me, what's for dinner tonight, bitch? What do we think, people?
Oh my god. Like, that's... I feel like you would make those kinds of jokes, like, throughout your relationship. Like you would... Like, you would know if that's something she would find funny or not. And the fact that she didn't find it funny, like, at all tells me that that's not their kind of humour.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and I feel like it's just a joke or it's a TikTok trend, whatever. It's like, but you are still saying the thing. Like, it's not like you can say, like, that's why I said it, but, like, it doesn't mean you no longer said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds a little bit like, prefacing something with I'm not a racist, but right? Like, it's like, okay, well, I'll just ignore that thing you said. Like, if you say something offensive and it's like, oh, I'm just joking, it's like that doesn't mean anything, right?
And he did also call her that separate to the TikTok thing as well. Multiple, so it seems like, that's right.
I think for me in this situation, rather than actually saying, like, what's for dinner tonight, bitch, like, you know, I think you can have a relationship with someone where you call each other, where, you know, he calls you bitch or something, but as like a joke, you know, if you know it's ironic, if you're kind of like in a relationship where you feel comfortable kind of having that like ironic humor around each other, then that's fine. What's the issue is I think the way he like doubled down on it, as you said, like called her bitch afterwards, didn't clean up pasta sauce off the floor, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like expected her to clean it, and then was like, when she kind of told him like, I don't like using that word, that they didn't kind of have a proper like empathetic conversation about it, and that he was just, you know, yeah, kind of doubled down and called her a bitch, and then yeah, was like mad at her, and it was also, yeah, she like made him dinner as a favor.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know how long they've been together for, but I feel like with like using that word, like anything along those lines, it's like the default should be, I assume my partner doesn't want to hear it. And yeah, if there's evidence to go, she's fine with it, or like, yeah, it would be fine, then you could change your action. But I feel like your default, if he didn't know either way, would be like, don't say that, would probably be a good place to start, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Even like just like sharing the joke first. Like if you find it on TikTok, be like, hey, I find this funny. And then if she laughs, then that's like a sign, like, oh, I can do it. Like, because now that she knows what the joke is, maybe I can like do it.
Mm-hmm.
When she does make dinner, and she'll like know that it's a joke in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, I think throwing pasta sauce on the floor is maybe a little bit of an overreaction to like what is essentially words.
Yeah, maybe just say like nothing.
I understand like feeling, I just feel like, you know, maybe the thing to do would be to like maybe throw the pasta sauce out or something.
Or just eat like, it in front of him.
The whole thing and then leave. But, like, I understand, like, you're heated in the moment and you've had a history with that word, like, and, yeah.
Which, if you're dating someone as well, you would think that they would be aware of.
Yes, right? Yeah.
He should have known. But I gotta say as well, I love these Am I the Asshole posts where someone like her, she's not the asshole here, and then she actually just has a really cool reaction, like when she's like, I just pranked you, it's just called like saucing. Like, fucking get amazing. It, yeah.
I love that.
And Reddit did find not the asshole, which is good. Again, I feel like, again, a lot of the ones I listen to Reddit are wrong, but they've got it pretty good right so far in my view. But we will hear one from Claire, but let's take a song first. So we are going to give this a go. Ruby, do you want me to play an announcement first so you can set up, or are you ready to go straight into it?
Well, I can you can play it right away, but we'll see if it works.
Yeah, yeah. And if it doesn't work, we've got a backup song, but we're going to have some live DJing, hopefully. Hopefully. And yeah, again, if not, we'll play some music. So yeah, take it away whenever you're ready, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Can you hear it?
No. No.
Okay, all right. I don't think it's working. We'll have to figure it out later.
All right. We do have some music ready to go. Yeah, this relates perhaps a story I might play just because of a song or might read, but it's I'll Grow Up Tomorrow by The Beaches. Welcome back to our summer special on 3CR Community Radio featuring Reddit stories. We just heard the song Beaches, I'll Grow Up Tomorrow. And I thought we'd discuss a story which I think kind of fits with that about growing up. So this is actually a confession, from the Reddit confessions. So I faked liking sparkling water for 3 years and now I'm trapped. I'm 30 now, but this started when I was around 27 during a phase where I was trying really hard to be one of those put together adults who meal prep, drink sparkling water, and have plants that aren't just slowly dying in the corner. So I bought a 12 pack of LaCroix. A 12 pack of LaCroix because, you know, that's what the cool, healthy people were drinking. First sip, it tasted like someone whispered the word fruit into a cup of TV static. Absolutely disgusting. But I already posted on Instagram story. I'd already posted on my Instagram story with the caption, new addiction, lol. And that was the beginning of my downfall. Friends started bringing LaCroix over when they visited. Co-workers stocked it in their office fridge because I liked it. My girlfriend, now fiance, thought it was cute how into sparkling water I was. So she bought me a soda stream for Christmas. Now I'm in too deep. I've become the guy who nods thoughtfully while drinking what is essentially spicy sadness. I have flavors in my fridge with names like Pamplemousse and Limoncello, and I pretend like I can tell the difference. I can't. It all tastes like carbonated regret. Sometimes I just want a normal drink, but if I ever open a Gatorade, someone will say, well, no LaCroix today, and I'll just fake laugh like, ha, gotta switch it up. Meanwhile, my soul is quietly screaming. Anyway, if you're young and reading this, never lie about your beverages. This stuff will haunt you. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. This was like a personal one to me because I guess it's another callback to Freedom of Species show. So we've done a bunch of off menu shows. We'll have to have Ruby and Claire maybe on sometime, but where people read out their dream vegan menu. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned I've never tried sparkling water before because that's one of the things. And I did try sparkling water over Christmas and basically felt exactly the way this person felt about it because it was something like pineapple or something, but like there was no sweetener. It was horrible. Yeah, well,
I have to say I like sparkling water, but I hate LaCroix. Like it does, like the weird little bit of flavor they put into it somehow makes it worse. Like I think sparkling water tastes nice, and I like the bubbles. It's refreshing, and then LaCroix it just tastes a bit like sadness. It's awful.
And there were quite a few comments along those lines that he was just drinking the wrong water, wrong brand.
Well, yeah, it sounds like he's also got a Soda Stream, so just like regular like sparkling water. Like his girlfriend,
yeah,
he said, gave
true,
him a
yeah,
stream.
Yeah, true. Maybe it is because I don't know if I had LaCroix. I don't know what I had, but yeah, maybe he's like me, just hates it in general. Yeah. Anyway, I just played this. That one just kind of reminded the song "I'll Grow Up Tomorrow." So yeah, let's go to Claire's. Claire's, you brought one along, right?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
So this comes from the subreddit. What should I do? It's a pretty short one, but
They don't all have to be 10 pages like mine. It's all good, yeah.
Yeah, so the title is, "Work said I can't take next week off, but I need to. My dog is giving birth next week. I asked for it off a month ago, and they understood. My coworker didn't come in today because she is depressed, and now they're saying she might need to go to a mental hospital next week, so I can't have it off. I literally need to be there with my dog. I'm thinking of just calling out all week, and if they want to fire me, go for it." So that one I feel like is, yeah, brings in a bit of the freedom of species mm-hmm. element to this. Because if it was the partner who, you know, was giving birth next week, mm-hmm. would the boss like say the same thing, being like, oh yeah, you booked this leave a month ago, but you know what, someone's going to be out, so it doesn't matter if your wife's, you know, going to be in labor. You're going to have to come back to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's a huge thing when, you kind of need to be there, like, to potentially, like, assist, you know, if, like, the dog is in pain or, like, there's some kind of medical emergency. You really need a person around for that. I'm just kind of like, what is your job? Like, what could possibly be so urgent?
Yeah. You know, like. Yeah, they don't say what their job is, but there are like a lot of, because this one the comments are very like 50-50. Like right. There are a lot of people being like, "No, you're definitely on the right side. You booked it a month ago. They shouldn't." But then there are other people, like I did also have one comment where someone said, "Jobs are hard to find right now. Dogs give birth on their own all the time." Just say.
What?
There are like a few other comments being like, "Yes, humans can also give birth on their own." Yeah. But like, no, we don't. Like no one, because there's like so many incidents that can happen.
Yeah.
Like anything that can go wrong with a human can also go wrong with the dog.
Mm. Yeah.
I think as well, like regardless, if you want to be there, if it's an important event for you, that's justification enough.
Mm.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like with work, like when I put in my request for time off, it's like only a request in name. I'm like, if you deny it, I'm doing the same thing. I'm just going to take it anyway and see what happens. Like, I'm just telling you I'm taking time off. You can say yes or no. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I feel like I have heard actually of animal advocacy organizations when people actually work for them that they actually have like companion animal leave like built in as a formal thing. But obviously most organizations are not that forward thinking when it comes to animals. So, yeah, I do think that, yeah, if and like me and Adam did a show a while ago on helping animals or caring for animals with like significant health issues. His dog had a stroke. Mm-hmm. And the idea, like if your partner, for example, had a serious health issue and you said, "I want to drop to 0.5, like part-time, whatever," that would be such a good reason. Like no one would question that. If they did, there'd be like probably legal consequences for the organization. But if you say, "I want to go to 0.5 because my companion animal has significant health issues," that I might get through, but it wouldn't have the same legal standing or even sort of social standing, I guess. Yeah. Who, we're up to Hayden, I think. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. Okay, so this one is another Am I the Asshole? So Am I the Asshole because I asked a service dog owner to move at the movies. So I, 32 female, was able to get some solo time away from the husband and kids, and I wanted to see Freakier Friday. I just wanted to have a drink, eat some popcorn, and watch the sequel to one of my favorite childhood movies. I'm severely allergic to animals. Dogs, cats, and horses. I don't know why they had to specify horses. Not anaphylaxis bad, but it's pretty severe. Due to that, I avoid animals like the plague and purposely do not go to dog-friendly places. I can generally tell when a dog is near before I even see it. I got to the theater early, got my drink, popcorn, and took a seat. I got a top row seat. 10 minutes later, I see a golden retriever wearing its service dog vest with its owner, 20-ish female, and it sits two rows in front of me, a few seats over. It lays down and appears well-behaved, but well-behaved dogs are still an issue for me. I gently inquired if it was a service animal. The owner just looks at me and glares at me for a second. In my head, I'm just like, fuck. I speak up again and tell the lady I'm severely allergic and can you at least sit across the theater? She firmly refuses to move and mentions that she's tired of people bothering her about her dog. I was like, I was here first and I'm settled in. I also asked her to please be reasonable. She says her dog is allowed to be here and basically says, too bad for you. I gathered my things and angrily told her thanks for ruining the movie for me. She sarcastically says bye to me. I just left and didn't even see the movie. I just went home. Am I the asshole here?
I mean, it was interesting. She was saying, like, so it's the person, woman, I think, who's complaining, right? Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. The person who's allergic to dogs.
Yeah. Yes. The person allergic to dogs. She was saying that she was already settled in. Is yes. that right? Like, so why couldn't she have moved?
I know that's what people in the comments are saying, yeah. And I think that's fair there as well, because she doesn't know what issue the person with the service dog has and whether they have mobility issues or whether like they've picked their seat for a particular reason because that fits their needs.
Yeah, and even if they have mobility, they've definitely got like vision impairment, which we assume this person probably doesn't have. Yeah. So it seems like it would be easier for her to move rather than the person with the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And then to just like get so upset about it that you like leave the theater completely, this like movie that you've been hyping up to yourself,
and they're moving kind of like, a lot right. further than you would if you just moved to a different part of the cinema.
Exactly.
You've walked all the way just home or whatever.
And how settled in can you be with just like a drink and popcorn?
Like, got your dressing gown on.
It's just like, I was there for 10 minutes. I couldn't move.
Like a dent in the seat version. Yeah.
She's got a like little like foot water bath set up.
But I mean, I think something about that one that like in the comments, everyone was pretty much like, you're the asshole. You could have easily moved. You don't know what this woman has. But I guess the other thing is, you know, she's, if she does have a severe, let's say almost to the point of anaphylaxis, allergy to animals, like, that's essentially a disability for her as well. Mm-hmm. And I still think she's the asshole here. Like, she, it would have been easier for her to move and take actions to limit that. But, like, I think she does deserve some sympathy. Like, we don't know kind of, like, what her background is having to, in having to deal with this allergy and how it's impacted her life.
That's true.
You know, like, it's easy. The other person has a more visible disability or more visible issue to us because she's got a service dog, but it kind of like for both people sucks that they have to deal with a condition that probably affects how people treat them and how they can interact with the world.
But it's interesting that they said they avoid dog friendly, but in terms of like service dogs, that would be everywhere, because I don't think you can disallow entry to service, so it's going to be anywhere, which also makes me think it's like, oh, like we can't have dogs generally who are not service dogs or just companion animals, we can't have them there. But then, like, we allow service dogs, which shows we could allow other dogs in those spaces as well. Like, there's not actually a fundamental issue there.
Yeah.
I guess, again, for very rare cases like that. But in general, like, all the reasons they're disallowing companion animal dogs would apply to service dogs, except they're, like, super well trained and that kind of stuff, I guess. Yeah. But, like, the hair and those kind of things.
Yeah, in terms of allergies.
But there are, like, there are dogs that don't, like, I'm pretty sure there's dogs that just, like, don't affect people with allergies.
There is, that's true,
I think Maltese poodles,
so,
potentially.
If they were really worried about those people, then it would be like, okay, no dogs except those ones, if that was the actual reason. Which I don't think it is, Yeah, well, let's go to we have got this right, I think. Are you ready to DJ a track, Ruby?
Oh yeah. I can play a track.
Yeah.
Through the decks, sure.
Yep. Okay. It looks like your volume is on. Let's give it a go.
Okay.
All right. Let's all just pop our ear.
Welcome back to our summer special on 3CR Radical Radio. On the show today, we're talking about Reddit stories, and we just had some live DJing from Ruby, who we'd be doing that. Is that the right word? Is that the right thing to say?
I just played one track, so Ruby probably played not one really. Track I played one track.
Using some kind of machine. Yeah. And Ruby will be doing that next week on Freedom of Species, 1 till 2 on the 25th, and also Rotations 2 till 3. We'll be doing a lot more as well. All right, so the next one I've got, this is from the Reddit or subreddit or whatever, Ask Reddit. And so the question was, have you ever been ghosted by someone you went on a first date with and it was really good? How did you deal with that? And one of the comments, so this is one of the comments in relation to that thread, I went out with this woman I'd been talking to for a while beforehand. We had a lot of similar interests, such as bands and an affinity for Mexican food. When I got up the nerve to finally ask her out for dinner and a movie, we had headed out to a little Mexican restaurant an equal distance between my house and her house. The meal started off really great. We both started chatting immediately about bands we like and have seen live, how they always play their new stuff instead of the classics we want to hear, and almost didn't realize when the waiter asked about appetizers. Here's where I may have messed up. I ordered the fully loaded nachos, and when they arrived, I noticed she was being kind of selfish, taking all the fully loaded nachos and leaving me with just chips. And this being a first date, I didn't want to be rude. So I excused myself to go to the bathroom, but really I was talking to our waiter about the situation. I figured if he could come over to our table and just say like, oh, the restaurant has a rule where no one person can eat all the fully loaded nachos, then it would save me from having to say something and everything would be cool. Well, I don't know where the plan went askew, but he came over and told us that the restaurant had a rule and she shouldn't eat all the fully loaded nachos, just like we had discussed, but she must have had this happen before or something because she knew immediately what I had done. I did try to save the date by pretending I didn't hear what they were saying or that I didn't understand, but when she ended the date early and I told her we would be super early for the movie, I realized I wasn't getting a call back. Still don't know what went wrong.
God, they're going to be so early for the movie.
They will be, yeah, that's right, yeah. Any comments on that one, Ruby or Claire?
It's just like, just eat the chips, bro. Or just be like, yo, like, save me some of those loaded ones. Like, it's such a strange, elaborate scheme that this person has cooked up.
You wouldn't ask the waiter to say the restaurant has a rule?
As a policy? as a waitress, I would be like, no, I'm not doing that.
But does any restaurant have a rule about who can eat what?
Yeah, I don't think they do. It's just so bizarre.
It's obviously so made up. Like, of course.
It's almost like something from a comedy show. Yeah,
it is a bit like that. Yeah. Yes. So neither of you, I think, should leave fans, I don't think.
No. What fans? Oh, is that from?
I
that
think
one
you
from?
Should leave.
Oh,
okay. It's a sketch comedy show on Netflix.
I've seen a few episodes, but I haven't seen that. Yeah.
And
that's funny.
People always go on Twitter and post like scenarios from the story. Then like some of the comments are, you're kidding, right? You don't involve a waiter in this. You either say nothing, make a joke about it, or let it go, and that's one and done. You seriously don't know what went wrong? Like, let's start with your spineless little waiter chat and go from there. And some of that people actually get like, seriously, but it's kind of just trolling. Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing in that sketch, though, is how can she be eating all the fully loaded ones? Is he eating the ones that are just chips? Like, I don't get that. Why doesn't he just eat some fully loaded ones?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah, yeah. I guess she's taking it, but he could equally eat at the same
them.
Speed. Then, like, then they'd have hair, and then they'd be all be just left with the just chips. Yeah.
So, it's bizarre.
Yeah. You go ahead. Yeah, we got time for another. Yeah.
Okay, this is this one is not from a comedy show. It's Am I the Asshole for Calling Out a Line Cutter at Costco? So I was at Costco and had just finished checking out when I realized I'd picked up the wrong item. I headed over to the supervisor's desk and waited behind a gentleman who was already there. A couple minutes later, a woman nudged in front of my cart, giving me an unapologetic wave. I don't know what an unapologetic wave is. I'll be quick. I just have a question, she said. I didn't hold back. I don't give a shit. Wait in line, I told her. She looked at me like I was an alien and told me I was being incredibly rude. I followed up with, fine, pretty fucking please then. I also have a question. What makes yours more important than mine? When I went home and told my wife, she said I overreacted, and in retrospect, I shouldn't have cursed, but I don't regret calling her out. Am I the asshole?
So she was asking if she could go ahead, that person, in line?
She didn't even ask. She just cut ahead in line.
I see.
And then this person swore at her and was like, get behind me. swore at her and said, what's for dinner, bitch?
So I just can't. I did show my part of the movie Me, Myself, and Irene last night. Has anyone seen that? It's a really old movie.
Yeah, but I have.
You have, yeah. So there was a scene where it's like this the main character, everyone like walks all over him. Like she's got like one item, and then he's just got a newspaper, I think. She's like, oh, I'm really in a rush. Do you mind if I go ahead of you? And she's just got one thing in her hand. And then he's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. And then like her kids come with like two like massive trolleys full of food, and then she goes ahead, and then he loses it. But yeah, that's all I can think of. But has anyone got a more genuine reaction than that?
No, I do think, like, I don't know. There's no reason to con in front of anyone, in my opinion.
Yeah, I do think also it is a... I don't know, Ruby, you spend a lot of time in Japan, but I know, and I don't know what it's like there, but I know being in China, like, I think, I don't know if it's like a Western thing or like, it was obviously a thing in Australia, and a lot of these are in the US as well. But I know in China, there at least like pick up, there wasn't this notion of queuing. Like, it wasn't being rude. It just wasn't like a cultural practice of just like forming this queue. I don't know.
I think queuing is a very British thing.
Oh, British, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, like we get that from British culture, and I think we also get a sense of passivity that we don't call people out for doing things like breaking the... You just angrily seethe at them. and I think that was like... I like this one because I do feel like in a like... You know, when you were talking to me about the show, you were saying, try and like get things with a bit of a social justice lens. And this... I think doesn't really have a social justice lens. But I think in a broader sense, it does come down to that we often have a conflict between people doing the wrong thing. Like for instance, you might hear someone in a friend group make like a homophobic joke, or someone say something like, what's for dinner, bitch? Or like you might see someone littering or something like that. And then you have this thing, do I call them out or do I do the very British or Australian thing and silently seethe and be like, I'm going to direct negative energy your way and hopefully in 20 years you'll die of cancer.
Stiff upper lip.
I mean, I think we have this conflict between what's polite to do, which is like not be rude to someone, not call them out, and what's also kind of the right thing to do, which is to call them out and say like, you shouldn't do that. And I think it's interesting because in the comments of this Reddit post, there's kind of a mix. There's some people saying, well, you're the asshole because you were really rude to this person and you swore at them. And then other people being like, well, fuck that person. They cut in line. Like, I don't give a shit.
You think I'm rude for swearing? Fuck you
then. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm adding my own language there because, as I said, I swear on every 3CR episode. But and I mean, I think I'm in the camp of the people who are like, well, fuck the person for cutting in line. But I think there is, especially I think in Anglo culture, a very big thing of being passive towards that kind of behavior and letting it slide.
Yeah.
I think that sort of like affects why like you sort of like, I think people see it because like they think, oh, if I do say something, it is going to come out and it's going to become a lot bigger than it should be. If people like sort of, if there was like a culture where you could call people out, and then maybe it would like be like a lot calmer and you wouldn't get so angry in the first place and you can just like, yeah, hey, you're doing the wrong thing, just so you know. And then it's just like, oh, yeah. And then they understand and hopefully it all just like sort of glazes over.
Yeah.
I do think like there's a bigger point. This is like extrapolating this way beyond like shopping trolleys. But I know there is sort of discussion about like we have to have harmony in Australia. and like people who talk about police racism or what's going on in Palestine or whatever are disrupting that harmony. Mm. And I've heard people push back against it and say, no, like the disharmony is already happening from the police racism or through, you know, what's happening to people in Palestine or whatever. And then that is a response to it. So like the disharmony is already there. You're just trying to challenge it and drawing attention to it. But it's kind of almost like drawing attention. It is kind of the rude thing or is like creating disharmony rather than just pointing to it.
Which I think you can bring it back to veganism as well, really. There's like this great academic article from this guy called Richard Twine, and he talks about the vegan killjoy at the table. And sometimes, you know, just the vegan like existing like in a space with meat eaters and refusing to eat meat is like, you know, people take offense to that and then it becomes a huge thing. But yeah, there's also this really good quote from Aurora, the like Swedish artist, and she's like being interviewed about something. I've just seen a clip of it. And then she talks about how, like, you know, when we have people just need to be okay with experiencing discomfort, because, you know, the discomfort that people feel around, you know, protesters or, you know, people, you know, kind of standing up for what they feel is right is much less than the discomfort of, you know, climate change or, you know, genocide and all of these other things that are, you know, that you're trying to draw attention to and you're trying to raise awareness about. So yeah, maybe we should just or get a bit more comfortable with calling out and being called out as well and not taking that as like a personal thing.
Jump in with a quick little anecdote about history's greatest monster, Henry Kissinger, who, I mean, if you don't know about him, he was part of the Nixon administration in the US and he was involved in numerous war crimes. He's just an awful person. And the thing about him was he was really fond of being in the social circles of kind of like leftists and media members, and he went to lots of parties and stuff like that. Everyone would be really friendly to him. There was only one instance at those events where one person was like, called him out and was like, "Hey, Henry, how does it feel to be a war criminal?" And everyone was kind of like, "Oh, that's not okay to say that." And, you know, I think it's the thing, like, there were all these leftists at those events who would just be nice to him because that's the thing you do. And this one person actually had the guts to be like, "I'm going to call you out for being a piece of shit." And yeah, I think we need more people to do that.
Yeah.
We better wrap it up. We're out of time. Thanks to all for coming in and bringing in stories and responding and everything. We are wrapping up Freedom of Species Back to Normal programming next week. We'll be covering Wicked through an animal rights lens on the 25th of Jan. Stay tuned for that. We're going to finish up with a song, 4chan Stan by Lily Allen, just because I think 4chan came out of Reddit, I believe. But anyway, here is a song. Thanks for listening. And yeah, we go.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.